"What a beautiful day," said the innocent Snow White as she followed the royal hunter deeper into the dangerous forest. She slipped her soft, delicate white hand into his rough, weathered right hand as she looked up trustingly into his dark brown eyes. "Thank you, Sir Hunter, for inviting me for a picnic with you." The royal hunter looked down at the beautiful, strawberry-blonde princess, and a shade of regret crossed over his face. He stopped and pushed the gentle Snow White roughly up against one of the massive trees. With a sigh, he pulled out his massive knife, glistening in the bright sunlight, and held it up against Snow White's tender neck. "The queen commands me to kill you, Princess Snow White." He stroked her neck gently with his knife. "I am to bring back your bloody clothes and locks of your beautiful hair as proof that I have obeyed her." Snow White's beautiful blue eyes welled up with tears. She raised her hands up to gently stroke the royal hunter's rough red beard. "Please let me live, Sir Hunter." She pushed her body up against his hard, muscular body. "Can't you let me go and just tell her that you killed me?" Sir Hunter slowly moved the sharp knife from her throat. He laid the knife flat against the soft tops of her firm breasts, swelling out of her pink lace dress, and began to rub the knife caressingly over her snow-white flesh. Snow White caught her breath as the cold metal moved back and forth over her warm flesh. Despite her fear, she could not help catching her breath in excitement as Sir Hunter moved the knife further down her breast and began to rub the knife teasingly over her hardening nipples. Sir Hunter's eyes glowed with desire as he looked out at Snow White's hard nipples poking through the soft fabric of her dress. He reached out and cupped her firm breast with his left hand. Snow White gasped in pleasure as Sir Hunter began to pinch and twist her left nipple with his rough fingers while he rubbed his large knife over her hard right nipple. She moaned and licked her soft pink lips as she looked pleadingly up at him. "What are you doing to me? I suppose it might be possible to spare your life and let you escape into the forest." He placed his knife back in his belt and licked the warm skin between her heaving breasts. "You will have to obey my every command if we are going to fool the queen." He caressed her face with his rough hands as she shivered in fear interwoven with desire. "I will obey you, Sir Hunter," said Snow White as she turned her head from side to side and gently kissed his rough hands. "Turn around and press your body up against the tree," commanded Sir Hunter. He smirked at her quick obedience. He moved closer to enjoy the sweet scent of her long hair before he reached down and used his knife to slice open the back of her dress from top to bottom. Snow White gasped in fear and began to push away from the tree in panic. Sir Hunter pushed her firmly back against the tree. "Hush, Snow White," he said as he peeled the dress off her soft shoulders, then pulled it roughly from her body. "I need to bring back your clothing to the queen as proof of your death." He rubbed his fingers slowly over the back of her pink silk bra and pink silk panties before he slid the knife underneath her bra strap to cut it open. He then slowly pulled the bra off her. "You have the softest flesh," he said as he rubbed her back and reached around her to cup her breasts and play with her hard nipples. Snow White whimpered in confused pleasure as he gently groped her innocent tits with his large, rough hands and kissed his way down her back to the top of her pink panties.